person that I truly am is a mix of a lot of personalities. One personality that wants to rebel, one personality that wants peace, another that wants a lot of love, another that's full of anger and wants to express it. Absolutely believe it is changing. Some people are thinking different things within their minds. Some people are practicing different things within their families. And some are intelligent enough to make saleable stories out of such thoughts, which condition the audience in the right direction. When you say there is more to actresses today than just be a source of aesthetic delight to look at and things like that, I agree with you on that. Like I said, Sony had no makeup at all and it received a lot of love. So aaj agar interview se pehle main makeup kar rahi thi ya rang birangi kapde pehen rahi thi, wo mere khud ki khushi ke liye hai. Koi pressure nahi hai, jaisa ki mujhe lagta tha ki actresses pe hota hoga, kyunki aap ek tarike se sundar pesh karte hain khud ko screen pe hamesha, to aapke upar pressure hai ki sundar hi dikhna hai, kyunki jab sundar nahi dikhenge to hamara worth kam ho jayega, because you are weighed in terms of how beautiful you look. If the first film that I did had zero makeup and it received so much love, that told me something about the times that are changing. Sunita, as a character, has no glamour to offer you. I wouldn't say no beauty to offer to you. There's a lot of beauty in that character, beauty of strength, beauty of resilience. But physical glamour, the character has none of it to offer to you. Yet, when I received the script, I decided to remove the character from the story and ask myself, what will become of the story if Sunita is not here? And the story will lack an entire sentiment if Sunita is absent. So it is Sunita's character is in itself an answer to your question. I hope there are more and more such characters written, where yes, Geetika can choose to look beautiful someday. In some characters, she might be appealing to you seductively, but in other characters, when there's no seduction, when there's no glamour, when there's just strength, and it is not either or, you do not necessarily need to be de-glammed to be a woman of strong character. That isn't the binary with which I work. However, Sony's character is a clear example of how the story, how the layers of your personality add to what you have to say, and not your lip color and the slimness of your waist and other things.
So Geetika, how much of the Geetika Vidya do we get to see in these characters? Do you speak your heart? You say what you believe in on public fora?
The person that I truly am is a mix of a lot of personalities. One personality that wants to rebel, one personality that wants peace, another that wants a lot of love, another that's full of anger and wants to express it. So wherever I am, I have to balance out different aspects of my personality, be it within my during a festival, if I am with, the moment I am not in a room that's locked from inside, the moment I step out, I have to balance out different aspects of who I am and choose what to say, where to say. The CAA thing or the Unnao thing, that came absolutely from within, and that day I felt that I'm getting a platform. I will be seen and heard by so many people. I don't know what all we will be talking about, but if this is not what we're talking about, I will have some angst within me, which will increase. So I have to release it by bringing it to the table. How do I bring it to the table? I wrote it on my palms. I had no plans of putting forward my hands like this. It just happened so that Siddhant, being a, that day, like, he's not a friend, I don't know him in person, but in that interview, I discovered he's a jolly fellow who just decided to push up my hand like this, saying, hey, she has fancy English words written here, which she's using to communicate. And that just became an occasion for me to bring to the table what I wanted to draw attention to.
Why is it important for actors to speak up, especially now when there is so much happening around us and you all have a very significant platform to talk about things that can trigger change?
I'm not saying I believe that it is important for actors to do it. It was important for me, and I am an actor. If I was a teacher, if I was someone else, I would have still spoken about it. I am Geetika and I happen to be an actor. Now, I probably am an actor today because of the kind of person that I've been throughout my life. Because, you know, who we are shapes, if we allow ourselves to be, then a number, and if we have enough resources around us, our being shapes our professions and a lot of times shapes the discussions that we are a part of. For example, for me to be here is not a monetary thing that we are doing. I happen to be here to be invited by you because of the kind of work that I have done. The kind of work that I have done comes out of the kind of people I've interacted with and the kind of intentions that I have within me. So I, Geetika, could not have not spoken about it that day. I was told by several people it was a stupid thing to do. By a lot of people, I was told it was a courageous thing to do. I had not waited so much before doing it, but I knew if I didn't do it, I would be hurt. Personally, I feel actors ko itna zyada pressure nahi hona chahiye in cheezon ke bare mein bolne ke liye, kyunki dil ko to bahut tarotaza rakhte hain actors, spirit ko tarotaza rakhte hain, lekin ek economist jitni samajh, ek historian jitni samajh, ya ek foreign affairs expert jitni samajh artists ki ya actors ki nahi hoti hai. So if I say something, it will reach a million hearts. Matlab abhi million to nahi, 1,000 hearts. Ya fir koi aur actor ya actresses kahenge to wo log wo cheez zyada logon tak pahunchegi.